You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Just a quick warning that this next story refers to image-based sexual abuse. Earlier this week, National Party member Jake Besant was accused of sharing sexually explicit images of his ex-girlfriend and impersonating her online without her consent. Currently, the police often struggle to prosecute offenders for image-based sexual abuse under the Harmful Digital Communications Act, as it requires proof that offenders wanted to cause harm. However, there is now a members' bill going through Parliament which aims to tweak the law and make it easier to prosecute offenders. I spoke to NetSafe CEO Martin Cocker about the accusations around Jake Besant and the issues with the law as it stands. I started by asking Martin whether Jake Besant can be prosecuted for sharing the explicit images.
He can currently be prosecuted. It's not a case of the law not covering this type of offence. The issue that has arisen and people have become aware of is the difficulty to make the prosecution stick and work. So it is an offence to distribute personal information about somebody else. It is an offence to distribute images of a sexual nature of a former partner. The issue is that under the criminal provision in the Harmful Digital Communications Act, you have to prove that the person intended to cause harm, and that's the thing that is difficult to prove. And so there's an amendment before Parliament at the moment to address that directly.
And yeah, I want to ask about that amendment, which has been put forward by Louisa Wall, I believe. Is this useful, and would you like to see anything else put forward?
I think the first thing to say is when you're talking about something like the Harmful Digital Communications Act, which is a five-year-old piece of legislation dealing with issues that didn't exist, you know, 10 or 15 years ago, the reality is that there's going to need to be a constant attention paid to it and, you know, iterating of it and improving it over time. So this is something that does appear to be a bit of a glaring hole when you look at the issue of image-based sexual abuse, or what people commonly refer to as revenge porn. It really wasn't the same sort of issue that it is today, even 7 or 8 years ago, and so the law didn't probably cover it as well as we need it to today. So the edits that are in it definitely address that particular issue. More generally, the Harmful Digital Communications Act is doing a pretty good job, but we can see that it's being, I guess you'd describe it as stressed around the edges where people are trying to use it, or, you know, using it to fill a gap where other legislation doesn't exist, and so it's being pushed beyond its limits a little bit.
The world is changing so fast with technology, particularly in digital media, and I think it is fair to say in some cases the law might be lagging behind. How can the government stay on top of it? Is there an option other than them just reacting to particular situations? Is there sort of a systemic change you would like to see? A committee or something like that, which stays a bit more on top of it?
I don't know that I think that there needs to be a committee or a ministry or anything like that set up specifically to deal with, you know, digital safety issues or digital society issues particularly. There are things that we're learning about writing legislation and creating systems to combat digital harms, things that go wrong online. And we're seeing certain types of legislation, like the Harmful Digital Communications Act or even the Privacy Act, survive over a long period through a lot of change because of the way that they were constructed, the fact that they were based around a kind of a principles approach, which gives them the flexibility to continue to be effective as technology changes underneath it. There definitely needs to be a greater focus on systems that resolve harm issues rather than a reliance on the prosecution enforcement legal system, which is, you know, slow, and you really need something that moves more at internet speed. So again, that's something that we've seen often in the sort of regulator space. It's the kind of way that NetSafe operates around the Harmful Digital Communications Act. So there are sort of thematically things that we're learning that means we can create good legislation, and that's, you know, for policymakers and for governments, that's what they need to look at, that's what they need to focus on.
Does NetSafe have a particular stance on the way in which a lot of these issues play out in the public eye? Does this potentially compromise criminal cases? I'm even thinking of something like the Me Too movement, which many people saw as empowering and a way to speak out against powerful figures. But does this have sort of legal issues when it's happening on social media?
You certainly can create outcomes that are different from what you would set out to do when you expose somebody online. You know, certainly where people are using the technological options to expose someone else's bad behavior, typically they're doing so because they feel that the other options have run out or the other options aren't realistically available to them. So accepting that that is, you know, from their perspective, the truth, it is still not something that we would encourage people to look at as their first option, because once things play out in public, it can be harder to resolve them in a way that is, you know, genuinely harm reducing for the victim of the crime. So there's a bit of a long and roundabout way of saying, if you can resolve these things privately through the systems that exist, then that's definitely better. But, you know, there's a reason why people end up making these public statements. It's because those systems that they relied on failed to get them the outcome they were looking for. So I totally understand why people go down that path.
And so do you think improving these systems may lead to perhaps a bit of a decrease in all of these situations playing out in the public eye?
I think it might. I mean, look, realistically, if you're the victim of a crime, whether that's online or offline, really what you want is you want resolution. You know, you want that to be prosecuted, or you want the harm that you've incurred to be reduced. That's what your mission is. You don't want to then have to go out and sort of publicly discuss it typically, or, you know, go out and lobby for change and that sort of thing. So the more the systems serve people straight away, the less they'll feel the need to explore other options to try to address it. The big issue at the moment for us is just connecting people with them, making people aware that there are options available to them and that they can do that in a way that is supportive to them and, you know, doesn't lead to further harm for them or unnecessarily for anyone else.
And finally, are you optimistic that the sort of behaviour shown by someone like Jake Bezant is going to change?
I don't think I would describe myself as optimistic that that things are going to change. I mean, you know, the issues that underlie this in society have existed for a long time. And yes, as a society, they are being talked about more and more. So hopefully that will lead to more understanding of the harm that these things cause and you know, overall majority of people making good choices about this kind of thing. But there will always be people who will offend. They will use the technology to harm somebody else. There will always be people who will, you know, undertake this kind of behavior. So I'm optimistic that we can set up systems that react faster and are more effective. I'm optimistic that there are technologies coming that will, you know, prevent the harm from occurring in the first place. But I wouldn't suggest that people are not going to continue on offending. That isn't the lesson of history at all, is it?
That was NetSafe CEO Martin Cocker on the Harmful Digitals Communication Act. In that interview, Martin referenced the Members' Bill being put through Parliament, which aims to change the Act. Labour MP Louisa Wall is proposing that the Act should be changed to remove the requirement that a person must have intent to cause harm to commit a criminal offence. I spoke to her about the proposal, why it was important, and how digital media is regulated in Aotearoa. I started by asking her why removing the requirement for intent to cause harm is actually useful.
It's useful because the thresholds have been too high. Many people who have engaged in this type of behaviour have said that they've done it as a joke, that they didn't mean to harm the person. But the research and evidence highlights that the victims of this type of behaviour have been so adversely affected. A lot of mental health issues, depression issues, and in some jurisdictions, suicide. So we know now that it isn't a joke. Actually, it is a crime because the people who are doing it are actually perpetrating what is now termed image-based sexual abuse. And so without the person's consent, obviously we're going to make it illegal for people to share someone else's image.
This feels like a significant but fairly easy fix. It's a fairly small change in wording, essentially. Why has it taken so long to happen?
I think it's taken so long because we haven't fully realised the implications of digital platforms, and obviously the purpose for which they were created being used in a negative way. I think that obviously through the Harmful Digital Communications Act, they did contemplate harm by people using a digital platform in a negative way, but the thresholds, as we now know, are too high, because proving someone intended to harm and then the victim actually proving how harmed they had been and to a serious degree has been prohibitive. So it's been really difficult for the police to prosecute, and it's been very difficult for the victims of these types of crimes to get the justice that they deserve.
How is the government making sure to stay on top of these sorts of issues related to technology, given that technology is changing so fast?
That is a very good question. We obviously have NetSafe, who is part of the, you know, the public sector. Been very lucky. We've had a consistent leadership, and Martin Cocker and his team have produced the evidence to allow us to understand the phenomenon of image-based sexual abuse, who's doing it, why they're doing it, and the fact that based on these statistics, it's very closely becoming a norm that we have to eradicate. So I think through that information, that certainly inspired me to do something about it in addition to Women's Refuge. But I think moving forward, one of the other ideas that I've had actually is to look at a digital ombudsman. And so this is someone that is would be an officer of parliament that is actually looking at how technology in the future will evolve, and I guess as part of that doing a risk assessment and a harm assessment about how this type of technology can be used.
Are there any other areas specific to the Harmful Digital Communication Act where some changes could be useful, or do you think this one fairly small change in terms of intent will be enough?
Oh, I think there is scope for other changes, to be honest. I mean, one of the areas that were highlighted during the first reading debate and in some of my undertakings with Professor Wayne Rumbles from Waikato University has been about artificial intelligence, and in fact that added dimension when somebody actually can appropriate another person's image and you know, from a public perspective create these images and videos where the person obviously hasn't given consent, and so then they need to be factored into the current bill. I think how we regulate needs to be factored in. Facebook was one of the submitters to the bill, and they have a policy around intimate images based on a consenting regime. And they also have the ability to deactivate accounts. Other platform providers need to display the same level of commitment to making sure that their platforms aren't used to harm. And I actually think the concept of consent for any information on those digital platforms could be applied, not just regarding sexual harm, obviously, and sexual violence.
And finally, assuming your member's bill is passed, which I assume it will do given that they're both sides of the aisle are supporting it currently, are you optimistic that image-based sexual abuse will decrease? Will this create tangible change?
I think it will, because we've seen recent examples that have highlighted what happens when you have a regime that isn't fit for purpose and can't actually penalise people who have used other people's images. So in the first instance, absolutely. I do want to note some concern, however, for our young people. And through this bill, we've had evidence from academics who are saying we have a particular cohesive type of phenomenon with young people sharing the images between each other. The intent of the bill isn't to criminalise young people who are participating in what they would see as a normal kind of growth and development practice. What it was always aimed at was eliminating sexual and family violence, and the fact that when couples break up, they've used this type of behaviour to continue to control and to, you know, it's that power and control issue over their previous partner. So I'm just hoping also through the bill that we highlight the education needs that our young people need, so that they know that when they make these decisions, some of the consequences, yes, are going to be that you're committing an offence, but in the long term, making them think about the long-term implications if they share these images to one person and then are on shared to others, and their lack of control over their intellectual property and what it could mean to them in the future.
There was actually one other thing I wanted to ask about, which is Jacinda Ardern mentioned that changes to the Harmful Digital Communication Act may be necessary, but she didn't explicitly reference your bill. Does your amendment have the support of the Prime Minister?
Our amendment has the support 100% of my Labor caucus. So the only way I was able to submit it in the members' ballot was through taking it through my caucus and then entering it into the ballot. And I guess the beauty of the position I'm now in is that it had unanimous support across the House. And so I'm very committed to ensuring that the members' bill progresses. The Select Committee is due to report back on the 10th of September, and then from there we'll very quickly be able to move towards the second reading. Hopefully all the changes are made by the Select Committee, so the committee stage debate won't be protracted. And then obviously third reading should all be done before the end of the year.
That was Labor MP Louisa Wall on her member's bill to amend the Harmful Digital Communications Act.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.